Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 42 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is For His Great Name. Psalm 25:11 says, "For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great." Psalm 31:3 says, "For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake you lead me and guide me." Psalm 115:1 says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness." Our text today is Joshua 7:8 through 9. "O Lord, what can I say when Israel has turned their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of their land will hear of it and will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name?" Joshua goes from doubting God's plan to fearing that this one defeat will lead to Israel's demise. In Joshua 7:9, Joshua said that Israel's enemies would cut off their name from the earth. In other words, Joshua thought no one would remember them after they were gone. Because of this one defeat, Joshua felt like everything God had done through his life would be for nothing. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever gone from great victory to such a demoralizing defeat that it made you question everything about God and his plans for your life? Joshua 7:7 ends with this direct question from a bewildered Joshua. "And what will you do for your great name?" Joshua sees that what he thought God was doing isn't lining up with what God is actually doing, and he is baffled. But he understands that God is abundantly capable of vindicating his own name. So he asks, "Well, what do you want to do, God?" The Psalms speak often about what God does for his name's sake. God does all that he does for the sake of his name. Notice the following scripture. Psalm 23:3, "He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Psalm 79:9, "Help us, O God, for our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and atone for our sins for your name's sake." Psalm 109:21, "But you, O God, my Lord, deal on my behalf for your name's sake. Because your steadfast love is good, deliver me." Psalm 143:11, "For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble." When God acts for the sake of his name, he is acting in his character that can never change. God always honors his own name because there is no greater name than his. His works point back to his matchless name. God will always protect the glory of his name. Notice what Isaiah 48:9 through 11 reveals about God's approach to his name. "For my name's sake, I defer my anger. For the sake of my praise, I restrain it for you, that I may not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I do it. For how should my name be profaned? My glory I will not give to another." One thing we should never question is whether God can and will defend his name. Here are some questions to consider today. How does God's approach to his name emphasize that this life is not about you? Rather, it's all about him. How does Philippians 2:9 through 11 give you confidence that God's name is never in jeopardy? "Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Pray with me. Lord, show us the true meaning of glorifying your name for your name's sake, such that we can be agents of your glory in our life. In your name we pray. Amen.